Thank you. Brenda, do you have more question?
Brenda Budrick. My other question and concern is the wildlife, example, harp seals, seals, belugas, and orcas, narwhals have recently been spotted, and I was told that once the barge or the ship starts coming in, a lot of these mammals would follow the ships or the barge. My concern is, what happens if there's no more seals or harp seals on our area because of the continuous traffic? Because I'm assuming that in the beginning of the project being started up, there would be at least, 10, 15 barges, ships that will be passing our area. So what happens if the wildlife has been reduced due to the traffic?
Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, Carl. Thank you for that question. It's a difficult one for me to address because my understanding, and I'm not a wildlife specialist, I should make that clear. My understanding was that as through the NERC process, wildlife was a major discussion, and that the experts at that time felt that the procedures in place would make it unlikely wouldn't result in that traffic actually causing any impact like you're talking about the loss of the seals. I think maybe other things may take place, but And also, as Council just pointed out to me, there is protection under Article 6 of the Nunavut Land Claim Agreement with respect to wildlife, and so if something were to happen like that, we would definitely have to participate in addressing how it would be resolved. I don't see at this point, personally, how the number of ships we have coming will actually result that. We don't see any impact to date. And so I don't have a good answer for you, the perfect answer for you, because the experts to me tell me that that won't happen. But if it, for whatever reason, something happens that we don't know, we will have to participate in finding answers.
Thank you. Julie.
Brenda Puturik. The other thing that I did notice in the community of Baker Lake, that I've noticed that there's two barges, one ship, that have been frozen up in the lake here. I couldn't help but wonder, halfway through going up or going down the river, it freezes up. It has happened now, and I'm assuming that it's going to happen again in the future. Rather than having it just be froze somewhere in the middle or in the community of Baker Lake, has any consideration been brought up to store these barges or the ships in Chester, within the community, to ensure that if there's toxic waste or contaminants in there, that it would be in an area where it's could be monitored, rather than being frozen somewhere in the middle and, God forbid, anything were to happen.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. What happened last year was unique in the fact that we were shipping very late into the season and got caught. But even when that happened, we recognized that it would be very inappropriate to leave barges out in any open exposed area. And so we actually halted our shipments and actually sent the remaining shipments either to Baker Lake, and the remaining went to Rankin, or some even went south. We actually returned fuel south last year because we did not want to leave it stuck in the north. We had learned that cost us a lot of money, but we felt that that was an appropriate solution. And we're learning from our experience on that basis that we need to move and plan our shipping earlier so that we get those materials in and are finished well before the shipping season comes to an end. So we will do everything in our power not to have barges frozen in anywhere in the future. But we can never say that will never happen. But if it were to happen, we would work with the communities like we did this year with Rankin. We went to community of Rankin and said, we have two barges. Can we bring them into your community? And the community gave us permission to do that.
Thank you. Brenda, you have more questions? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brenda Buturik. So my question is, has Chesterfield Inlet been considered as a place where they could store the barges or the ships if this were to happen in the future?
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. I don't think anybody's considered Chesterfield Inlet as a spot. I don't think any of that's been discussed with NTCL. Our discussions with NTCL have been to try and avoid anything being left, but I do not know of any discussions that we've had with NTCL that talk about using Chesterfield Inlet as a place to place barges. Our talk has been to try and not have barges left here because of the cost of leaving them as well as the risk.
Thank you. Is there any more questions from public?
My name is Leonie Mimelik. My concern is if there is a water spill from a barge and a lot of food that is being transferred will, or the wildlife would be spoiled. And our descendants will be using this food. So my concern is a spill. And my other concern is if there are 300 barges, I believe Chesterfield has to be considered too, because the wildlife will be impacted by the barges, and Chesterfield is deeper than Rankin, so this should be considered.
Response from applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. My understanding is that that I agree with your questions, and we, as a company, need to make sure that when we ship our commodities to the north, to the mine site, that we are not going to do it ourselves. We're going to use professional companies who do shipping to other communities in the north. We will be part of that. We won't be bringing in our own ships. We'll be using the companies that currently do that shipping. Those companies have been doing it for many years in the north. They understand the north. They have the equipment in place to deal with spills. And so we would build upon that. We obviously will have some increase in traffic, but it won't be as big as 300 barges. That's on the high side. But we acknowledge that we need to prevent spills, and we need to work with those companies that ship commodities to make sure that they do the best to prevent spills and that they have the equipment in place to address a spill if it were to occur. And we recognize that that's a concern to Chesterfield, and that we will definitely work with community to address those concerns. Chesterfield Inlet is a community that is one of the communities that we will be targeting for employment as well as ongoing community relations with your community. And we share your concern, and we'll work diligently with these companies to ensure that we prevent spills.
Thank you. Should you upgrade sharpie?
I get my comments mixed up, so